I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 15th. Nine people are homeless after a two-alarm fire in Quincy Point yesterday. The flames broke out in the basement of a duplex at 43 Chubbuck Street, right next to the Islamic Center, at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Officials say the fire started in the basement of one side of the duplex and spread to the first and second floors. Firefighters say a hoarding condition in the basement hampered their efforts because clothing was about chest high in the basement. Six occupants on one side of the duplex and three on the other were displaced, but no one was hurt. A dog also escaped the flames. The Red Cross was on scene assisting the victims and firefighters. Damage is estimated in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The building is owned by the Islamic Center. One of the four Walgreens pharmacies in Quincy is closing. The North Quincy location on Hancock Street will close on February 27th. The company is blaming adverse business conditions that are impacting the industry nationwide for the closure. Walgreens says employees of the North Quincy store will be redeployed to other stores. Prescriptions will be transferred to the Adams Street Walgreens. There are also Walgreens locations on Quincy Avenue and Granite Street. Walgreens announced recently that it will close 1,200 underperforming stores over the next 3 years, including 500 this year. The Illinois company has more than 8,000 locations nationwide. The building in North Quincy is owned by Fox Rock Properties of Quincy. Fox Rock has not announced its plans for the future of that property. Two brothers were arraigned in Brockton District Court yesterday, charged with the beating death of 43-year-old Anthony Leverone in Abington. 43-year-old Suzito Lopes of Quincy and his 37-year-old brother, Antonio, who hid from the cameras, were arraigned separately on murder charges for Leverone's death. Last month, police found Leverone's badly beaten body in the backyard of his home on Plymouth Street in Abington. Police were called there for a wellness check when Leverone didn't show up for a birthday dinner with his family. Police say the investigation revealed that on December 26, Leverone celebrated his birthday with various people at several restaurants and bars, ending the night at the Brockton Cafe on Main Street. Prosecutors say video shows Leverone getting into a rented car with Suzito and Antonio Lopes. They say blood found in that car matches Leverone's. Authorities allege Leverone was beaten to death, possibly with propane tanks found near his body. Prosecutors have not yet revealed a motive or how the victim and the two suspects knew each other, but the DA says they were all together at the time of the murder. The brothers were ordered held without bail. They're due back in Brockton District Court on February 14th. A 20-year-old Braintree man arraigned yesterday in Boston on charges of sex trafficking following his arrest in the area of Mass and Cass. Zacharias Gathers was charged with trafficking for sexual servitude, deriving support from prostitution and possession with intent to distribute a Class B substance. He was ordered held on $50,000 bail with GPS monitoring and home confinement if he is released. Prosecutors said Gathers was arrested Monday night, part of an investigation by the Boston Police Human Trafficking and State Police High-Risk Victims Units in the area of Mass and Cass. Investigators allegedly spotted a person known to them as a victim of exploitation and violent assaults in an online advertisement for a platform linked to sex trafficking and exploitation. The detective set up a meetup through that ad, and about 8 o'clock on Monday night, prosecutors said investigators observed a car arrive with two occupants. The victim allegedly got out of the car and then went to the meetup location. Detectives recovered three plastic bags of crack cocaine from Gathers. He pleaded not guilty to the charges and will return to court on February 12th. a teenage girl suffering life-threatening injuries after she was shot at an apartment complex in Easton yesterday afternoon. Police responded to a 911 call for the shooting at about 2:30 at the Avalon on Robert Drive. Easton Police Chief Keith Boone says the victim was shot in the face outside the building, taken by ambulance to Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton, then flown by helicopter to a Boston hospital with life-threatening injuries. The victim is an Easton resident and lives in the apartment. Her age has not been released. Suspects fled the area before officers arrived. No arrests have been made, but police believe the victim was targeted. Police said residents should expect an increased police presence during the investigation, but that there is no ongoing threat to the community. By nightfall, scenes did pop up in two nearby towns. Easton police confirmed there are related to the shooting. In Mansfield, police focused on a black car on Donegal Way. And moments later, police in Brockton rushed to Battles Farm Drive and Vine Streets, where investigators spent hours around a white vehicle. Governor Mara Healey yesterday announcing a plan to invest $8 billion in roads, bridges, and the MBTA over the next 10 years, a plan she called historic and said will not rely on any tax increases. The plan will be filed as legislation as part of Healey's 2026 budget proposal, taking recommendations from the Transportation Funding Task Force, which recently delivered its final report to the governor. Beacon Hill has about $1.3 billion in excess surtax revenue collected during fiscal year 2024, which must be spent on either education or transportation investments. Healey's forthcoming supplemental budget will call for steering $857 million, about two-thirds of the total pot, toward transportation. Part of the plan will focus on stabilizing the MBTA's finances immediately and setting the stage for future improvements. Her plan will be spread into three different legislative vehicles: the annual fiscal year 26 state budget, which she plans to file next week, a separate supplemental budget to be filed with the annual budget, and a Chapter 90 bill that will emerge days after the other two. Most of that funding, about $780 million, would be earmarked for the T. Money would cover workforce and safety spending required in response to a 2022 Federal Transit Administration investigation, and replenish the T's savings after the agency drained its rainy day fund to balance its current budget. Healey's annual budget, which must be filed by January 22nd, will call for steering $765 million of the $1.9 billion in available surtax funds to the Commonwealth Transportation Fund, and repeating that pattern every year. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 221 points. The NASDAQ dropped 43, and the S&P added 6. World stocks also mixed. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil at $76 a barrel. And sports, a win for the Bruins. They beat Tampa Bay 6-2. They're in Ottawa on Saturday at 3. Celtics will be in Toronto tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today: lots of sunshine, but windy and cold. The high of 28 degrees. For tonight, clear and frigid, a low 10. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high of 27. Friday, sunshine, high 34. And some light rain on Saturday with a high 45. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet. That northwest wind, 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect. High tide, 12:07 p.m. Sunrise, 7:09, sets at 4:37. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Thursday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, January 15th.